Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Earlier this week, we described the closing days of the legislature as excruciating boredom punctuated by moments of extreme frustration. Yesterday, however, can better be described as excruciating boredom punctuated by moments of sheer delight. It's never over till it's over, and yesterday was a perfect case in point. It began during the Senate floor session when Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas moved to take House Bill 376 off life support and bring it to the Senate floor for a vote. You may recall House Bill 376 is a bill to create charter schools in Montana. We're one of only 8 states without charter schools, and the bill sponsor, Representative Jonathan Windyboy, a Democrat member of the Chippewa Cree Tribe, believes charter schools could be the key to reducing the high dropout rate on Montana's Indian reservations. The bill passed the House and was tabled in the Senate Education Committee. Senator Thomas's motion passed by one vote, and the bill is now headed for the Senate floor, where it faces strong opposition from moderate Republicans and Democrats. Behind the scenes, even stronger opposition is no doubt coming from the governor's office because it puts him in a very difficult position. If he signs the bill, he makes the teachers' union mad, and if he vetoes it, he risks alienating Montana's Indian tribes. Both are generally strong supporters of Democrat administrations. We can only imagine the amount of arm-twisting going on behind the scenes to keep that bill off the governor's desk. In a similar move, the House revived Senate Bill 368 by Senator Tom Richmond of Billings. This bill, to generally revise Montana's campaign practice laws, died on the House floor on Tuesday on a 50-50 vote. Wednesday saw a motion to reconsider, which passed 53-46, and yesterday the bill passed second reading 54-46. It was then re-referred to House Appropriations, where it passed 13-9, and today it's scheduled for a third reading vote on the House floor. If it passes there, then it goes to the governor. Senate Bill 368 does several things. It raises the contribution limits to political candidates as directed by the courts in a recent federal trial, and more importantly, it provides a degree of accountability for what some see as an out-of-control commissioner of political practices. The bill, for the first time, would allow those charged with a campaign violation to review and respond to a preliminary decision before that decision becomes final. It would also place some strict time limits on those proceedings so the commissioner can no longer drag them out for years, and it would allow for inexpensive mediation rather than an expensive trial if the respondent disagrees with the commissioner's decision. If it does go to trial, then the case has to be tried in the district court in the county in which the defendant lives. No more trying every single case in Helena District Court where all the judges are liberals. Interestingly, the bill passed the Senate with an overwhelming 48-2 vote, then ran into a buzzsaw in the House. All Democrats are voting no, but it appears Republicans now have enough of their members on board to push the bill over the top. Will the governor sign it? That's still up in the air, but the whole process makes for high drama at a time when watching the legislature can be about as interesting as watching paint dry. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.